This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The coronation of Britain's King Charles is underway in London, and fans gathered early.
Part of history, isn't it? So to be part of this event is just, it's once in a lifetime, really. So we got up at 3 a.m. to get here for 7 to get the spot.
Not everyone is into the coronation. Hundreds of protesters gathered at Trafalgar Square ahead of today's events and shouted, "Not my king." Colin Deer was among them.
I don't believe in hereditary monarchy, and I think this is costing a huge amount of money when lots of people are struggling and the economy is falling apart and the public services are awful, and we need to invest in that and not in Charles and his big party.
Congressional Republicans are meeting with President Biden at the White House Tuesday to discuss the debt ceiling.
On MSNBC, President Biden said there will be serious consequences if the U.S. can't pay the bills.
The United States of America is going to renege for the first time in history on its debt.
When asked if Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's an honest broker,
I think he's an honest man. I think he's in a position, though, he had to make a deal.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn reporting. Millions of Americans will soon get back some money from TurboTax. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
It was part of a legal settlement reached last year. TurboTax's owner, Intuit Incorporated, was ordered to pay $141 million to low-income customers who were deceived into paying TurboTax to file their federal returns, even though they were eligible for free, federally supported tax services. Checks to more than 4 million Americans eligible for restitution payments will be mailed out starting next week.
The Supreme Court has stayed the execution of Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop. More from Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
After 26 years behind bars, he has been facing execution. But both the prosecution, the state of Oklahoma, and the defense agree they have real questions about whether he's even guilty of this crime.
Attorneys for writer E. Jean Carroll have released the deposition video of former President Trump in his rape trial. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Former President Donald Trump's attorney says Trump isn't planning to take the stand in his own defense. So a 48-minute videotaped deposition may be all the jurors hear from Trump about the accusations he raped writer E. Jean Carroll in a department store dressing room in the mid-90s.
Talks are underway in Saudi Arabia between Sudan's rival militaries. The BBC's Grant Ferret has more.
The discussions are officially described as pre-negotiation talks. According to the Sudanese army, they'll focus on the idea of humanitarian corridors, as well as protecting civilian infrastructure, such as hospitals.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican, but the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Oblada, life goes on, brah!
May 6th, 2023! If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios, here in the NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right next door to the world's greatest dentist, Dr. Kevin Kennedy, and Project West Hope. And right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. Outside, it's a little rainy, but inside, it's pouring. State champions, excuse me, defending state champions, the Waukesha South Esports team, with their coach Andrew Yep. I have Penn Cookie Gilchrist and the captain of streaming in Fortnite, CJ Zig Ziglar. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome back, I should say. We were here last year. They did a demo during Waukesha Unlocked in November. And how's it feel?
Feels great. I've had a lot of fun last time, so I hope we can do that again.
So, great. And so, was it just as exciting to win it the second year in a row as it was the first time?
I feel like it was a little dampened because we were like 7 hours delayed. So instead of playing at like 3, we played at like 9. It wasn't as close of a match either.
They tried to bore you into submission. Is that what they were doing? Okay, the tournament organizers. Yeah, and that, because that was up in UW River Falls, right?
Yep.
Yeah, how far of a ride is that from here again?
It was like 3.5 hours. That's right. Something like that.
It was like a 6-hour drive.
And if I remember, is that, because I always think of Three Rivers. Is it near, is it northeast or where is it? Where's River Falls located?
No idea.
Off 94, like 20 minutes south of 94.
Okay.
But I don't know. When we got up there, I was like, I feel like we're probably in the suburb of Minneapolis. Like,
oh, so it's more west.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like a lot west more Wisconsin, west, as they call it. Yeah. But you made the journey and you brought home another state title to our beloved Waukesha, which would make you, and Anastasia, you know, back me up on this, would make you Waukesha's favorite sons. Am I not correct? Out of deference to our mock trial team, you know, they're so do you know you're friends with some of the people on the mock trial too? Like, yeah. I know you know Reed Miller and do you guys pal around or joke around over who's better, or is there any kind of is it like a Beatles Rolling Stones kind of you know, grudge match there, or?
I mean, I poke around with it with my friends sometimes, but it's not like a big thing.
Sure. Well, and I want to give the complete roster and regret that the other members aren't able to make it today. There's David E. Magic Johnson, Lucas the Truth Menzer, he's still on the team, right? The Inferno, Dante Herrera, who was with us last year. And then, of course, we have here Penn and CJ.
So, and I also learned that the Wisconsin High School Esports Association is headquartered here in Waukesha. Is that because the greatest Rocket League esports team ever is started here?
I think that's exactly the reason, right? Actually.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so, Andrew, Coach Andrew Yep, you know the president of the esports, and he started some programs here around the area.
Yeah.
And he was from Waukesha.
Yeah. So, my understanding was he started the program over at Arrowhead.
Okay.
And then he moved. He switched jobs and is teaching, I forget where, somewhere down south.
Sure.
Maybe closer to Beloit. I know it's not Beloit, okay. But I feel like it's Delavan, but I'm not
nice.
Sure.
But that's neat that we're kind of building this tradition here in Waukesha. Yeah. Speaking of traditions, and that's why my usual title track wasn't on, Obladi Obladan was picked because this is the opening day of the farmer's market. And Anya, is Johnny there on the phone?
We do have Johnny. Are you ready for him?
I'm ready.
Right.
Johnny.
Hey, Don.
Top of the morning. How are things over? I know it's a little rainy.
I'm doing great.
How are things at the farmer's market?
Yeah. You know, I think having a little sprinkle here just kind of brightens things up a little bit, man. We're having a great time down at the farmer's market. I just wanted to chime in a little bit. I'm with one of our friends, Mary Mee, from Mary's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. She's going to say hi to you.
Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Great. It's great to hear your voice. I didn't know that you also had a stand there at the farmer's market. I know you have that wonderful store right there on Main Street, but is this your first farmer's market? I forget.
No. We've actually been down here about 4 years.
Great.
We move around in the different areas of the market. Now, this year, we're on the north side.
Yeah, you're on the north side, Mary.
Love it. Okay. Well, I'll be chopping down there after the show, so I'll be sure to stop by Mary Jane's. And a big hug for Mary.
Thank you.
And it's great to hear your voice, and it's great to see local businesses like yours having a presence at our farmer's market. And so, Johnny, the farmer's market has gotten bluer, and I'm not speaking politically, but there is a new exhibitor from Menominee Falls. Alaska Fresh, right?
Yeah, I'm going to walk right over there, Don, so just hang on. Just give me a couple of seconds.
Owners Adra and her husband, Juraj Kusnerova, were on this show last summer. They've got a business called Alaska Fresh Salmon. They get the salmon from artisanal fisheries in Alaska. Juraj used to work his summers there, so you can get world's best salmon, or some of the best salmon. Right here.
It's fabulous. And I'm just standing right in front of their booth right now.
Sounds good.
I'm going to introduce Ural, and he's going to tell you a little bit about. I'm standing right in front of his booth, man. Here,
right.
give him a quick hi.
Hey, Ural, how you doing? Great to hear from you.
Hi, Don. It's Ural.
Yes, and congratulations on your newborn, a son, I understand, right?
Thank you very much. Yes, his name is Vincent.
Vincent, all right. That's a very strong name. It's a strong sailor's
name,
right, Ural? If I remember correctly?
Strong sailor's name. Well, I would hope so.
Sounds
good. Fisherman name.
We're so glad you're finally at the Waukesha Farmers Market. I know there were some issues. I think one of the rules used to be about, you know, only local purveyors, but you guys are sourcing from local fishers that do it right and ensure quality and are part of are an important part of the farmers market tradition. So what do you have? Any specials today?
I'm sorry?
Any specials today?
Any specials? Well, we have some excellent smoked salmon caught by Ken Jones out of Serenity Seafood, and he got us a beautiful smoked wild Alaskan pink salmon. We have Cajun flavor and garlic and pepper flavor, and we also have some really good halibut from Darren Gilman. So our usual lineup, and we're also taking pre-orders for Copper River sockeye that's about to start getting caught in Alaska. Yeah. It's the first salmon of the year and also the best one. So if you want to get the best price, now is the time to come and pre-order.
You're making my guest here from the defending state champion esports team very hungry. I see CJ licking his lips, and these guys love their blue protein. So we're really excited that you're there. I look forward to seeing you when the show ends. So make sure you save some smoked salmon for me, okay, if it doesn't sell out.
You got it. All right. You got it. And your guests. I'll have a couple pieces for you guys.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. So, hey, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Euro. We'll be touching base with Johnny and the scene at the farmer's market later on in the show. And now it's back to our defending state champion esports team. Do you ever get sick of hearing that?
No, definitely don't.
No, not at all.
That's fantastic. And so can I announce this on the air? Because I know it's you've already committed. Penn Gilchrist, who I first met through the baseball program, through the WABC baseball, accepted a scholarship to Carthage College, where he'll be a member of that esports team. So when you show up as a freshman, people are going to say, that's Penn Gilchrist from the Waukesha South, defending state champion. Like, he started the program with some guys and delivered two. I mean, think about that. How in the experience that you hear about these, you know, it takes years to build something up, and you guys did it in 2 years, each year winning a state title. How do you explain that?
I mean, as I said last time when we were on here, we did have, like, we'd been playing together for like 3 years before we even started the esports team, and we did small tournaments, just like not even affiliated with the school, like before we even started the team.
Okay.
So we already had like chemistry, and we enjoyed playing the game together.
So there was that body of experience over the years of playing.
Yeah, exactly. So. And that helped. And like, we just like, we really wanted to play. So it just all came together.
I love it. That's so cool. I dig it. And, I just learned my engineer Anastasia is a huge, Rocket League fan.
Huge might be a stretch, but I know what it's like. I've played it.
Yeah. So do you think you could go a couple rounds with these guys?
Absolutely not. Okay. I routinely get my butt handed back to me in 1v1 or 4v4. So
nice.
It's a skill set.
Anywhere across the spectrum.
Sure. So have you guys ever been invited over to the Brewcade that opened up about a year ago here in the Five Points?
No, we have not.
It's a bar and an arcade, and showing my age here, but that was when I was your guys' age, younger, probably middle school years, you went to a physical building, an arcade, to play all your video games. And right next door was always a vinyl record store. I mean, that was just a slice of Americana that you kind of get it here with the record store across from Brewcade. So there's a little bit of that flavor that I really enjoy. And they play the 80s music when they're, but they should like feature you guys. They should do, that would be a great promotional thing for them. So, and I will work on getting a mayoral proclamation again. So, because it's always excited to honor our young men and women that are, you know, you hear a lot of the things, you know, positive or negative. Yeah, like we had a ding dong ditch situation in our neighborhood that turned into an abduction, and the police had to come, and it was crazy. It was a middle school aged children in Banting Park. I did that as a middle school. I did some ding dong ditch, and we'd have a lot of fun. We'd ding dong ditch our own friends even. And this particular house, the neighbors, they didn't think it was very funny, and they ran out, I think they in their car, and I think they caught one of the kids, put him in the car, went after the, and that's the other kids called 911. And you know, it's okay to be upset, it's okay to maybe identify kids, call their parents, whatever, or call the police, but you can't just take somebody else's child and throw them in your car. And I don't know how it's sorted out. I know the kids are safe now, probably very traumatized. Yes. But on the other end of the spectrum, there's you guys that have made something really special into a craft, and you're building a career out of it. As you know, like I said, getting a full scholarship. How fun is that?
It's a lot of fun. And I'm super excited for it.
That's great. So, hey, when we come back, we have a break coming up, more with the esports team. And my guest next week is Karen Treadwell from the Waukesha County Food Pantry. And don't forget, the farmer's market opens today. We'll be back this week in Waukesha.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 64. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. Mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Up in the air in the live stream. Yeah. Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and yes, we are the champions thanks to these young men. They are the champions, but they make us feel like champions, winning their second straight Rocket League eSports state championship. And I probably, you know, how does it feel? CJ, tell us about what you, because you have a unique role on the team as the captain of the streaming. And we talked about that last year, but let's tell us what you do.
So I'm the head person of streaming to make sure streams go out hopefully per week.
Sure. Just talk a little louder if you don't mind. Yeah. We can hear him okay, right, Anya? Cool. All right.
So yeah, I'm the head person of streaming to make sure all the streams go out, create the overlays.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of, there's some technical skill sets involved in that. Like you're, you know, just like with Anastasia and our engineering team, or at a higher level, we have people working on our technology. You know, if that falls apart, you know, no Bucks, no Buck Rogers, right? As they say, for any Right Stuff fans. So, and you also are captain of, we also have like a Fortnite team, correct? Yep. So we just, this was the first year we started competing in that.
Yep. First year we got 11th place in the state championship.
Nice. That's great. Hey, that's another, you know, another accolade. So what, how does Fortnite differ from Rocket League? We know is soccer with automotive vehicles, right?
Yeah. While they're in cars racing around, hitting the ball, we're booting up, shooting each other.
Okay.
Build a fort, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, but there was a real skill set with some of the players.
But no, like, no mortal humans or animals were killed in the making of the each match. No. So I just want to point that out. So that's neat. So yeah, you know, we were out getting our some new tires for my wife's car, and we ran into Jeremy Watson, the owner of iCombat. Mm-hmm. Do you guys go over there much to
yeah,
does that help he with does your Fortnite? The in person? Sure. So I've been meaning to get over there. You know, they were a sponsor of our football team. So, and I think it's a neat concept. And I was excited too, because they opened right during COVID, and they not only survive but continue to thrive. So it's neat. And we've, you know, Jeremy's been on the show too. So that's neat. So it's good. You got, what other escapes do you guys have, or like, or that help also with the esports, but also are good diversions for you when you just, you want to get away from the, if your eyes start to burn, whatever.
I read a lot. Like I'm always reading a book, especially at school. Like a bunch of my friends always, not really make fun of me, but like poke fun, you know, they're like, how are you on to your next book already? And I'm like,
I love it.
I just read a lot. So
How many books would you say you read, like, in a week or a given period of time?
It depends how much I'm reading during school, or even if I even have a book. It's probably like 2 a week.
Yeah.
I read sometimes at home, but it's mostly at school.
I love it. So, the timing's perfect because I was going to make a joke out of this. My guest on June 3rd is Bruce Gay, director of libraries, and he's talking about a summer reading program. And I was going to encourage all parents to catch that show because we're all battling with kids spending too much time in front of electronics. But our esports team, though, because you guys do a lot of reading, that helps feed what you're doing, shall we say, avocationally or now professionally.
Yeah.
So that's terrific. Is there a genre of books that you prefer reading?
Dystopian books. I really like dystopian books.
Sure. Interesting. How about you, CJ?
I don't really like reading very much, to be fair, but I usually like to edit content for our Black Shirt briefing.
Ride around
on my scooter. I also do live streaming.
Yeah, so speaking of esports, CJ has, is that an Apollo brand?
Yep.
And it's, what would you call it, an e-scooter or an electric?
Electric scooter.
Electric scooter. It's a beautiful vehicle. Fits beautifully in our studio here, or in the office of former Holtman Don Paul Brown. You know, because Anastasia and I were saying we could market these here, sell them, because we got these big, Florida wall picture windows, and we could throw a few more Apollos in there, different colors. So I like the black color you picked out, though. So it also fits with the... the Black Shirt brand. So you thinking of putting some red striping in there and make it work? So I was looking at a picture from last year's championship team, and I saw Coach Andrew up behind him, and you guys had him in a jersey. It looked really cool. Like you're like part of the pit crew on a race car team.
It was,
So
the jerseys this year were amazing too as well.
Do we have them here, and then can we show them on the live stream?
I have my old one on.
I have the
new one is very cool. I remember last year's was more red, right?
This is last year's.
This year's a black.
Okay. Can we slide over a little, please, yep. Andrew?
So
very cool.
A black emblem again.
So it's like a reverse.
Dante.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Dante, the Inferno, invented the logo, created the logo.
And then back.
That's real cool. Manager, 72. Why'd you pick 72?
I don't know. It's a little sci-fi reference.
Love it.
To it, so.
Sure. What is, I should know this, but.
I'm such a poser. I never read the book, but it was always a funny joke.
Okay.
Among some friends, but.
Nice.
I think it was. Oh, geez. Now it eludes me.
We'll have to look that up then. Yeah.
I'll have to look it up again.
All right. Fantastic. So, now, last year you had all returning underclassmen, so it looked really good that you guys. There was the odds of repeating were pretty strong, right?
Yeah.
This year you're graduating quite a few guys, right?
Yeah.
So you're leaving CJ, kind of on his own. Have you guys reloaded? Have you? What's it looking like?
Okay. Well, we had 2 JV teams this year, and we've been just like there's still a bunch of people that are. Interested in it, and there's some pretty good players still left. Obviously, there's Dante, and I know that he's going to be able to lead the team very well. He's a really good leader.
The Inferno will be back.
Doesn't always seem like it, but I feel like we'll do fine next year.
Great.
I don't think we're going to go undefeated because Oak Creek still has a really good team.
That's right.
Their JV team was basically a second varsity team. That's how good they were.
Okay. Very cool.
But yeah, they just blew through the JV season.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about the reloading strategy for the defending state champion Waukesha South Esports, as well as Penn's future at Carthage, and more from Johnny Watermelon at the opening day of the Waukesha Farmers Market when This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. King Charles III has been officially crowned. The king took this oath during his coronation ceremony.
Are you willing to make, subscribe, and declare to the statutory accession declaration oath.
I'm willing.
CBS Royal contributor Wesley Kerr says the ceremony was carefully planned, right down to the last minute detail.
They rehearsed not only at the Abbey, but they had mock-ups at Buckingham Palace, because it's a highly theatrical ceremony.
Tens of thousands of spectators, thousands of troops, hundreds of guests, and a smattering of protesters converged around Westminster Abbey to witness this historic event. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now, or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for...
Felt your side of bed. The covers were still warm where you'd been laid.
Get ready for this, guys.
You were gone.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, we're back. This is Waukesha. And on this rainy day, one of my favorites from the Grateful Dead, Looks Like Rain, and that's the heartfelt voice of Bobby Weir crying his eyes out over lost love. But what? It's sunny. It's shiny and sunny inside here because I've got the Waukesha South Esports defending state championship team here. And James Santel just walked in. Remember, Morning Cannolis is on at 9, so be sure to get up to date with the latest legal issues pressing. And boy, it just seems like there's a never-ending abundance of it, for better or for worse. So be sure to catch Jim's show. So back with the Waukesha esports team, we were talking about the succession plan now that so many are graduating. And I guess, is that you, Andrew, talk about what the succession plan is?
So we've had, let's see, Patton has been really helpful in setting up and organizing the JV teams. We've had two JV teams this year.
Okay.
To kind of build up that interest to fill up those spots once they leave. And we've actually expanded the team overall. So instead of just one season, we've had a team play all three seasons this year. So that was like Smash in the fall, Rocket League and Fortnite in the winter, and in the spring we currently have Valorant and League of Legends.
So a lot of opportunities to compete.
Oh yeah, and a lot of flexibility for students.
Is there any engagement going on with our middle schools or grade schools to encourage?
Not right now.
Okay,
but I was hoping I didn't know. I was asking students, I was like, who's going to move into Whittier at the bottom? Yeah,
sure.
I was like, if it's STEM, man, maybe we can get a lab up in there.
That's a good idea. So. It reminds me, quick public service announcement, that the La Casa de Esperanza Charter School has their K-4 through 8th grade enrollment, dual language available, great opportunities for anybody looking for a unique educational experience in a very diverse environment, great multicultural environment there at La Casa. For more information, call 262-446-9907. How about for some school, like, do you see an opportunity for schools like La Casa, which, you know, the agency itself has been a part of this community for so many years. Do you see any opportunities for engagement there?
I think so. A lot of schools, college, but also small.
Sure.
It may be a bigger startup, but mm-hmm. you can start that program and it will feed itself. You're not looking for a big arena. Right, you're just looking for some computers.
Yeah, I know that.
And I just got a text from someone I know very well. Like, you guys can come to La Casa and recruit anytime. Open invitation. So, to be continued. We'll take that offline. But go ahead, Penn.
I also know that David Johnson. He basically
Magic Johnson. What?
Yes.
Called? All right.
He basically started up the Rocket League team at South. I mean, he got the idea from just us playing. But he's going to UW Parkside, which is like 2 minutes from Carthage, so that's really cool.
And he's going for esports?
But they don't have an esports team.
Oh,
so he's going to be starting up another esports team, and he's going to try to do it at the college, too.
So he's a real trailblazer, a real pioneer, if you will.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of pioneers, I have to cut this in real quick. I know Anya was about to remind me. I want to congratulate the Carroll University women's lacrosse team, who defeated the Firebirds of Carthage. Sorry, Penn. Last Wednesday at Schneider Stadium, 15-6, thanks to 6 goals by senior Katrina Harden, 4 goals by freshman Rebecca Hallman, and 2 goals by Waukesha native Clara Jelasic. The Pioneers play the University of Chicago today at 1:30 in Chicago for the CCIW Championship. Best of luck to them. This should be an exciting game, as the 13-3 Piles lost to the Maroons of Chicago just last week. So they're seeking both revenge and a conference title. Good luck and go Pios! Now back to our defending state champion, Waukesha Southeast sports team. Never gets old, right, guys?
Never.
Never gets old. So what about this summer? Any activities going on? Do you have a summer camp or any? Or is there league play of any type?
I mean, there's obviously just a bunch of random tournaments that pop up. I know there's a college tournament it's like collegiate level. It's like high school collegiate.
Okay.
That's going on. It's not your standard 3v3 tournament, though. It's a 2v2 tournament.
Okay.
So I'll be partnering up with David on that one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, before you guys go to your separate colleges and become enemies, bitter rivals. So.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll be fun. So, hey, is Johnny still on the phone, Anya?
I don't have him on the phone right now, no.
Oh, okay.
He dropped the call somewhere along the way. Johnny, come back to us.
Come back, Johnny. So the radio's on there at our booth at the Waukesha Farmers Market, and looks like it stopped raining in spite of my Grateful Dead song that I put on. So definitely, I'm guessing snow peas are the pick to click, you know, this point of the season. I know I always try to load up. So, but get there early after the show, or if you're listening on the Civic Media app, you can take the show with you to the Waukesha Farmers Market, and we'll be identifying a nice, beautiful, shiny day for me to go out there and do some of our shows there on site at the Farmers Market. We always have a lot of fun, but it's always great on days like this to have it at the studio, especially when you've got a large crew, or at least we've got 3 guests here. I know we've had more members from the team here, so when you guys first started getting this, your parents were like thinking that it was a waste of time, or it was a And that's a good diversion from your studies when you guys first got involved years ago.
I mean, before we started doing it at the school, my parents were pretty supportive of it, like me doing separate tournaments, because I had I won a little bit of money from just like side tournaments. So they were like, wow, this is like you can actually win money from this. This is cool.
So they'll let the WIAA know. They might just take away our titles for, you know, if you're professional, they could Jim Thorpe you, you know. So but that's neat. But we're talking about how the association that governs esports is here in Waukesha. So it's the Wisconsin State High School Esports Association. Did I get that correct?
Wisconsin.
But do they have rules about, you know, cash prizes at events? I guess as long as they're not sanctioned, if they're high school events, right?
For all of the WIHSEA events, there's no, like, cash prize. Sometimes there's, like, small incentives, which is, like, a keyboard and mouse, you know, just that's regular pretty cool. stuff. Because that's what happened last year. This year, we didn't get any, like, keyboard and mouse, but we still got the trophy. So,
okay.
You know.
Could you see
whatever's donated to them?
Yeah, exactly.
Could you see that at when you're in high school competition, when you get to these big tournaments, that maybe there would be cash prizes that could go towards scholarships or go towards funding more technology for the school?
That would be great.
You get
like Apple or Micro, you know, these guys to maybe fund these scholarships.
Yeah.
So that's neat. Or some of those like really cool foundations that want to promote STEM and
great.
So, because again, it's an uphill battle for a lot of us, our parents, getting our kids away from the screens, off their phones, off their social media, their TikTok, and getting them outside to play or to do whatever. But for you guys, like I said, I know Penn's, you know, pretty well rounded. You've played baseball before, and you're a voracious reader, and so. But on nice days too, you're able to take the laptop or whatever it is you're working off of, take that outside for a little bit of gaming.
I mean, yesterday, like, it was super nice outside, so I just went outside for a little bit, you know, played with my siblings. And also at Carthage, I know for a bunch of colleges, since esports is an actual, like, sport at the school, it allows you first to get scholarships for it.
Okay.
And then also for most schools, they're, like, making the players do, like, weightlifting and stuff, like conditioning and stuff.
Sure.
So you have to stay in shape to be on the team.
Wow. And to be on your team, correct? Yeah. That's really neat. I think that's really, because that fuels brain power.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's important. We've actually had injuries this year on our team.
Yeah, we had one on like, Smash.
We had, in fall, we were going to go to state.
Yeah.
And then our top player had a wrist injury.
Wow, like carpal tunnel or just...
I think maybe you...
Or you fell on the job or something.
Fell on it or something. Okay. So I was like, well, you definitely can't play.
And
then we've had...
How long was he out for?
It was right after Thanksgiving. He was out for the week.
Oh, wow.
It was like perfect timing.
Which is like, it can feel like a whole season though for the type of, for esports, right?
Yeah. So he was like, he played all the way through and it was like, all right, come back from Thanksgiving and then we go to state and came back with an injury.
Yeah. Wow. That's funny. Hey, now is... Jesse, Jesus Hernandez is involved with the team in one capacity. You know, does he play or does he help with, does he provide support?
JJ, he's the one who provided the dynasty in the making phrase.
Nice. Yeah, I should know that. He's great with words.
Yep.
Yeah.
That young man. Love it.
CJ, you work with him, don't you? I thought you guys were opening up, you guys have the...
he's the shout
fan shop or something. Or he's a shoutcaster.
Yeah.
Well, his dad's a fighting coach too, boxing and MMA, so you guys can get some additional training there.
I have not put the players through any rigorous physical training at all.
Yeah. But now it is safe to say, I think your players agreed that we could call you the Phil Jackson of esports.
If you want to give me that title, that's fine.
These are neat. I love it. Just, the humility here is so, you know, so thick you can cut it with a knife. And they're sincere about it too. But I'd really love to I have seen little snippets and you showed it here when you guys are playing and it's you still maintain that composure. You're not like we hear a lot of f-bombs from up in our kids' room when the game's not going their way. You know, a lot of the broom in the ceiling, like, you know, like, keep it down up there. So, but you got and this is intense competition, right?
Yeah.
But you look and it's just like, you know, like very little emotion, just great composure. Yeah. What do you attribute that to?
I think at least for me, I've never been a like a big pop off guy, I guess is what they call it.
Sure, sure.
It's where you just like you explode with emotion and you're like, I know David is that way though. Like, so the plan was that we weren't gonna like pop off after our first goal scored on land, but David just like full exploded. He was like, "Let's go!" And he jumped up, and we were like, "Okay, I guess we're gonna be reacting to goals now."
Okay,
so
that's funny.
That first game, you guys like. No reaction at all.
No reaction.
I was like,
"Act like you've been here before."
Yeah, exactly.
I was like,
and David
was
like,
really
"Don't
like,
spike the ball. Give
like
it back to the ref."
Yeah,
because there's a great like in pickleball they talk about. It's more of a social sport, and you have fun even when you don't make a good play. And if someone loses their temper, the expression is. That's tennis. Don't bring your tennis here. Is it similar to in esports? Is it that similar culture?
Sometimes it depends. I mean, there's definitely there's a few people who get very competitive, and like even if you've been talking like the whole season, they're like, "You're going down." You know, like there's a lot of friendly competition, but there's not much like actual being mad at each other or like trying to. Get under each other's skin.
Okay. Hey, speaking of competition, I wanted to, at last Tuesday night's city council meeting, there were historic preservation awards honoring Waukesha's rich history. And those awards went to Jason and Christina Tofty for their work at the Nickel Building at 1901 Main Street Home of Steaming Cup. And the Theo C. Thompson house built in 1930 at 225 South Hartwell. They got the John Schoenecht Award. Anthony and Kelly Lanza for their work on the Edward Porter, George B. Harris house built in 1870 at 1222 East Broadway, Certificate of Merit. And so let us remember during Historic Preservation Month, which is why these people were honored by the City Council, William Faulkner's famous quote about history is, "The past is never dead. It's not even past. And here in the Shaw, there's so much living, breathing history. You owe it to yourself to visit the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum at 101 West Main Street. So check that out. And these guys are making history here, too, our Waukesha esports team. And it's growing. When you were here last year, Dante's father had shown stats, like 78 million esports viewers. Do you see your guys, do you see yourselves after college becoming a professional, like earning a living in esports?
It depends. If I get really good, then yes. But in some capacity, I do want to continue with esports. I'm actually going to college to major in like video production.
Nice.
Graphic design, that sort of thing. So.
Nice. So when we come back from the break, we want to hear more about the curriculum at college that these gentlemen are heading to. When This Week in Waukesha continues... Don't go away.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Nextech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nextechglass.com. That's nextechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 64. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lowest dip down to about 58. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And as you know, I've been instrumental in this campaign to elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame posthumously. And this, his last song, is even sadder in light of the news released by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame about the inductees selected. So it looks like the election didn't mean anything because Warren Zevon and Iron Maiden were among the top five vote getters. Oh, Iron Maiden did make it. Okay, at least. But the inductees are Kate Bush, which I'm really happy for. Sheryl Crow, I don't know. Missy Elliott? No, those aren't the inductees. Hang on. But Warren Zevon was not selected, and to me that's a huge travesty. I'm wondering if James Santel could talk about the morning, if there's legal recourse for the people of America, you know, theft of culture, if that could be a new legal standard. But I am very heartbroken and disappointed, and I just can't say enough. It's like they didn't even consider the election results. And like, so Willie Nelson was inducted, and very few people love Willie Nelson more than I do, but he's not rock and roll. He's not necessarily rock and roll. George Michael, a fantastic talent. That's pop culture. So, but anyway, and none of these artists, except for Warren Zevon, performed in Waukesha. Warren Zevon played Frame Park July 29th, 1995. There should be a memorial there at the very least, since the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would acknowledge him. Perhaps Guitar Town USA can say, you know what? Warren Zevon's in our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But anyway, enough of them. The true prize for our defending Waukesha South esports team, what really what every team, every person aspires for, is to be honored on my show with Morning Cannolis from James Santel, whose Morning Cannolis are next. Can you guys put show
yeah,
yours?
For sure.
CJ passed on his, so I'm holding CJ's. So that's the true honor, the true tribute of excellence is receiving the Morning Cannolis from James Santel in advance of his show at 9. So thank you again, Jim. That's a very wonderful gift, and I'm sure I'll be enjoying it very soon. So we were talking about, you know, Penn's off to college, and your curriculum also is directly related to your esports. And so tell us what some of the courses or studies you'll be doing.
Yeah, so we haven't fully selected our courses yet. We've started to, like, say majors we're interested in.
Okay.
I'm going into, like, graphic design and video production, so I'm going to be taking, you know, the 101s of those. And I might be taking, like, a game development 101, too, just to see how it is. And I might minor in that or something. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm very set on, like, video production.
That's very cool. Would that include making movies?
Maybe more like documentaries sort of thing. Cool. I've been interested in that too. I've been doing like a side project, doing like sort of a Rocket League documentary on a team in the RLCS. So
that's really cool. That's something, because I'm big on documentaries.
Yeah,
and since Penn, you're a baseball player, have you seen the one on Reggie Jackson yet?
Because
you still love baseball, even though you're not.
Yeah.
It's a must-see. Some great baseball history there. And as someone that lived through that, watching Reggie play during his Yankees years, you know, the guy just – anyway, yeah. But how about you, CJ, in your senior year, are there opportunities in your coursework to focus on that have a relationship to esports, digital design and whatnot?
I know I'm hoping to go to also video production to Madison Tech. Or Madison College.
Cool. Yeah, great school. Is Johnny back on Okay. Hey, we want Johnny back on one more time for just a brief update. What's new at the farmer's market, Johnny? Are the snow peas out, I hope?
You know, it stopped raining, Don. It's a beautiful Saturday down here. We're just right across the street from the Waukesha State Bank. I went around and I talked to a couple of vendors. I bought some great bread from Bayview Bread. It's cranberry walnut. Man, is that fabulous.
Yeah.
And then I also found a great new vendor called Auntie Sweets and Treats.
Okay.
It reminds me of Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, man. They're just fabulous stuff down there. So we're having a great time down here at the farmer's market.
Thanks, John. I better let you go so you can continue to enjoy. And then when we can finish our show, maybe talk I can compel my guests. All right. See ya. So anyway, back with the esports team. We talked about some summer competition. We talked. What's about the rest of the school year look like? Will you be honored at graduation for your excellence in esports? Will it be a moment?
I have no idea. I haven't been told anything about it. But,
okay.
I might talk to the school a little bit. Be like,
yeah,
we won two state championships. Maybe you could say something about it.
Well, I'm going to work for another mayoral proclamation, and at our last Waukesha South fundraiser, Raise the Bar. Vice Principal and Athletic Director Daniel Schreier mentioned the mayoral proclamations done for the mock trial and the esports team. And so we had the mock trial had their second one proclamation. So we got to work on that for you guys. So that's just a great. And yes, and I have to work on getting you guys to go over to recruit at La Casa de Esperanza, maybe some other schools like you know, Horning and Banting are my neighborhood.
Yeah, we went to Horning like
did you okay
like a few months ago.
Okay.
They have like a esports club, but
oh,
it's
cool.
Just it's like a for fun sort of thing.
Sure.
There is kids who play, you know, some of the games we play, but
you guys are legends. Like, do people like kind of, you know, we're not worthy when they see you like Wayne's World or
not yet, yeah. But maybe one day.
They'll have you signing their picture. They got photos of you. So terrific. Now, did you have, because I gave you the nickname Cookie, but do you have a nickname in esports that people call you, or is it just Pen? Just the one word, like Sting?
I guess my username, but there's not like a,
What's your username again?
Pixlr, P-I-X-L-R.
Pixlr, I love it. So, how about in our, because my guest on June 20th is Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert from Waukesha Parks and Rec. Is there an esports program in Parks and Rec? Is that something you guys would be interested in contributing
not
to?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
There might be starting one or something.
Okay.
Last year.
All right. So I'll ask Mary about that when she's on my show, because I think that would be fantastic. So, but it sounds like you guys have a really exciting future, and you're doing what you love, having fun with it, and it's also part of your career. That song I had earlier by Grateful Dead, you know, there's a great documentary about Bobby Weir called The Other One, and he talked about, like, his parents thought he was running away to join the circus when he got into music. And then a few years later, he brings home a couple Grammy Awards at like the tender age of like, you know, because he started when he was like 17. So at a really young age, and the parents realized, well, he didn't just go off and join the circus. He's doing what he's love, and he's doing it professionally, earning a nice living and getting the accolades. So do you see yourself returning to Waukesha to continue this esports and build kind of an esports economy here or tradition?
It depends how like big I get. If I get super, not like super famous, but like,
sure,
you know, well known in the Rocket League community or even just esports in general, then yeah, of course I'll be coming back.
Maybe Civic Media will have a spot for you guys. So
yeah.
Hey, we're running out of time. I want to let everyone know that there is an open house for the Water Alliance to learn more about this big water project we're doing at City Hall at 10:30 today. So you can check that out. And I really wish I had more time with you guys, because you're a really impressive group of young men. I wish you best in the future. And hopefully you'll join me at the farmer's market. I know I'll be there. Remember, Karen Treadwell, Waukesha County Food Pantry, is my guest next week. And we're going to look back on a great legacy of service as Karen's retiring this year. So thanks again for joining us today. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Congrats again to the Waukesha South Esports Defending State Champion. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
Touch me as I fall into view.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.